Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, perhaps my greatest regret as Mike walks out the door. What a song. It's catchy. I'll be humming that the rest of the day. It's incredible. We have some breaking news, Michael.
Yes, we do, MHSAA-wise, and we know we...
Sounder either. Ouch.
Well, we can if you want, I guess. I don't like to get people going. I want to get into it. But, sure.
Sully just licking the stamp like the mailman.
Oh! Yeah, so some news from the MHSAA. Michigan High School Sports Council has approved a phased-in plan for fall sports. MHSAA schools originally planned to start fall sports seasons as traditionally scheduled. That is no longer the case. Let me explain the details here, as this has been something we've talked about for weeks now. But
at Mike Sullivan.
That's right. Check it out. You can shoot me a tweet. keep in touch. Fall sports for high schools in Michigan will begin a phased-in approach due to COVID, announced on Wednesday by the MHSAA. The representative of the council of the MHSAA approved the next steps in returning sports for member schools, adopting a plan to phase in competition for fall sports in hopes of continuing to deter the spread of COVID-19. Now, the council affirmed that lower-risk sports, which would be Lower Peninsula girls golf, Lower Peninsula boys tennis, and Upper Peninsula girls tennis, cross country, and Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving, may begin practice on August 12th and begin competition in their traditional start dates of August 19th and 21st. But moderate and high risk sports, such as, of course, football, girls volleyball, and boys soccer, may begin practice, but they may not begin competition. Decisions about competition timelines for these three sports will be made by August 20th. Today, obviously, being July 29th. It's still quite a bit of time. So practice for football, for instance. Boys soccer and volleyball may begin August 12th. Football will delay the start of practice with full player pads and equipment now until August 17th. Games were originally scheduled the week after. The week of August 10th may include football practice sessions consisting of conditioning, physical training, skill work, with no other player equipment except helmets. So the point is here, Mike, that they're voting to cancel scrimmages and fall sports for football this August, but now saying that the timeline, which originally was this week, they're now pushing it back to August 20th. In terms of making a decision on the actual competition, if we'll actually see, you know, for instance, football in the fall.
Yeah, let me help you with this. Roberto has better odds of a threesome than you do of seeing any of this work.
Oh.
So let's just, I mean, come on. I mean, what are we doing here?
Keep moving it back again.
It's like everybody just wants to delay it as long as they can, even though they know the truth. I would love to have parents weigh in on this or coaches. I mean, look, the idea of you canceling scrimmages, the idea that you're delaying practice until a week before the season was supposed to start, it's the slow Band-Aid. You're not going to – look, we're seeing Major League Baseball incapable of doing this. And before all of you guys start calling in about, well, kids don't get it, it's inflamed. You can treat it, but in some instances, people don't get better. In some instances, it is a lifelong battle. The odds would suggest you will be able to treat this. But like the just the flu crowd or the nothing happens crowd really needs to stop, because they're really forgetting what a novel virus is. It's we don't know anything about this, and we're seeing more and more and more that is leading people to believe there is a real chance of side effects when this disease passes through many people. Now, for those of you who go, well, 80% of people will be just fine. Well, what about the 20%? That's 2 out of every 10. You know, that's what are you talking about? That's 200 of every 1,000. Okay, well, what if it's 5%? What if it's 5%? And you go out and you go, there's a 100 high schoolers on a football field. You mean to tell me 5 of those kids getting side effects is somehow that would be acceptable to you if that ended up being the case? Like, at what point do we just use an abundance of caution? It's the same thing with college football. It's why this idea that we're playing college football, it's just con artistry at its finest. Like, you have these linemen that you're force feeding and forcing them to be 100 pounds heavier than their body weight suggests, and they're 330 pounds, and we love watching them play on Saturdays. Well, what happens when those guys get it? You know, what happens? How many college football players have medical problems you don't know about? What if only one in 100? What if only one guy on each team ended up with the Eduardo Rodriguez side effect? That's not too much for you? Like, look what we're asking of our kids and asking of our amateur athletes at the college level. Go out, play sports. We don't know the real risk. We think we know, but we're not sure. But oops, here's a new study. And oh, by the way, you're not getting paid to do it. Oh, and if you happen to bring it home, you may pass it to someone and kill them. What are we doing, man? And don't for a second get it twisted, because I'm not that political guy. Like, I think both choices in November suck. So there, put that in your ditty bag. The whole point is, I love college football more than any of you. I do a college football trip every year. I watch more college ball. I care about it more. It's part of my job. Like, I want this to happen. I want college football, but it ain't May anymore. In May, you know, you had the better part of 120 days. The numbers in this country were a lot better. We still had time for what we thought could be more therapeutical developments and more flattening of the curve and better odds to be okay. Guys, it's not May. It's August, basically, and we're out of time. And this Eduardo Rodriguez story is scary, okay? That's not me being melodramatic. It's not. It's a totally healthy athlete under the age of 25 who now has cardiomyopathy. And they have to figure out whether he's going to be okay. And there is a study out of Germany that I'm not going to take as gospel because I think there needs to be a bigger sample size. There needs to be more discussion. But yeah, it's kind of becoming a thing where we're seeing in many people neurological issues. We're seeing in people cardiovascular issues. I mean, if the pros want to take a chance, fine. These are the guys who, when they signed their contract to play football, signed a deal that said, you're going to get brain damage and you're going to die 10 years younger. That's what you're signing up to play NFL football, and you're paid handsomely for. And if they're making their decision to play or not to play, totally on them. They're adults. They're grown men. And they're paid to play. These are college kids. These are high school athletes. What are we doing exactly here? I mean, are we playing pretend? If you're a parent or a college coach, hell, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're a high school senior driving around and you have an opinion. I don't get it, man. I mean, MLB, it's pay to play. If you don't feel safe, you opt out. No problem. But with college athletes, you do realize that college athletes make zero. These college coaches don't care about COVID. These college coaches, by large extent, are mass holes. Like, they're not good people. And they don't care about anything but playing. And they don't care about anything but their salary. Yeah, certain college coaches are cool. Certain guys will wrap their arm around you and say they care about you and hey, no problem. But you really think when guys go in to opt out, that's not going to be a pressure cooker? That's not going to be used against you? Or better yet, like, we heard about the Pac-12 and players just, they don't want to play. Like, we're a month away from these season openers, a month to the day. What are we doing? MHSAA, we're doing a phased-in thing. Like high school football's really going to happen? Like, do you believe that today? I mean, in May, did I think we had a shot? Absolutely. But everything that's happened since Memorial Day has been a total disaster. And I feel like when the decision comes to it, and while many schools are going online only, because they know they can't open schools, and we know that our government, who got so much wrong, can't be trusted to get school openings right. They don't have a plan. They're just yelling from the lectern that we need to go to school. Like, I just don't see any of this as feasible. Do I want kids in school? Of course I do. Do I want to see my wife go through online teaching, which is a total nightmare? Of course I don't. No bueno. Happy wife, happy life. Online teaching, not happy. Like, come on. I want college football. I want lots of things in this world. But it doesn't mean they're real. I just wonder where people are at with Sully's breaking news here with the MHSAA, the phased-in plan. I mixed in a little of the college stuff, and we can get to that kind of in a more isolated example a little bit later. But, I mean, what are we doing here? Like, why are we doing workouts? Why are we pushing start dates? You either believe it is going to be safe in the lead up to your start date and in the following days, or it's not. And no one with a brain can tell me that it's going to happen right now. You can't factually do it. And when you say, well, the kids, they don't, you don't know the after effects. None of us do. We're seeing some scary things with, for instance, a Boston Red Sox player under the age of 25 and totally healthy. And it's not about the kids in the end. It's about who they give it to when they go home. Like, I just feel like the decision makers at high schools, the decision makers at a lot of schools, not all, and the decision makers at university level they're playing pretend. It's like when you were playing basketball in your backyard and you convinced yourself that you were Larry Bird taking the game-winning shot. And then naturally you airballed it and you played pretend like you got the rebound and got another shot at it. I mean, we all did it. Guilty as charged. 248-539-9797. I want to get to the people, and we'll get to them next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.